Pinch Punch, it's the first of the month. Welcome to the 1st of March in music history. We take a journey back over the years looking at some little known facts and key events on this day that have helped to define music as we know it. Let's rewind to 1958, which saw Buddy Holly kicking off his only UK tour at the Trocadero in London. Also on the bill was Gary Miller, the Tanner Sisters, Des O'Connor, the Montanas, and Ronnie Keane and his orchestra.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue.
Who said that birds can fly? Gene Clark, vocalist and tambourine player in The Byrds, would not be flying on this day in 1966 after he announced that he would be leaving the group due to his fear of flying. 1967 saw the Beatles busy working at the famous Abbey Road studio in London. They were recording John Lennon's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. The song was released on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album later that year. He may have had many hits over the years, but on March 1, 1968, Elton John released his first ever single, I've Been Loving You Too Long. The single failed the chart. Fast forward a few years to 1974, and the British rock band Queen were beginning their first headlining UK tour. Who said that Blackpool was only famous for Illuminations and its pleasure beach? They started the tour at the Winter Gardens in Blackpool. 1975 and the Grammy Awards were held in New York City. Winners of the awards this year included Paul McCartney, who received an award for Best Pop Vocal on Band on the Run, and Olivia Newton-John received Record of the Year for I Honestly Love You. What can you buy for 75p on March 1, 2011? Probably a chocolate bar with only a few pence for change. However, go back 32 years to 1979, and for the same price, you could be watching Joy Division at the Hope at Anchor in Islington, London. Leeds Polytechnic was the chosen venue for Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five when they kicked off their UK tour in 1983. Pioneers of hip-hop have since joined the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A popular date for combining advertising with music, the Beatles were featured for the first time on an American commercial in 1985, where Lincoln Mercury used the song Help. And on this day in 1989, Madonna started a $5 million, that's £2.9 million, sponsorship deal with Pepsi Cola. Think about what you might be doing tonight. If you attended Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation 1814 World Tour at the Miami Arena in Florida in 1990, you will have missed out on seeing a live panther on stage. It never featured as part of the show. Apparently, organisers were worried for the safety of the crowd, and the panther had unfortunately taken to urinating on the stage, meaning it was axed, not literally. In 1994, Nirvana were in Munich, Germany, where they played their final ever concert. During the show, the power went off, and so carrying on and not disappointing the crowd, they continued with an impromptu acoustic set. It was back to the Grammys on March 1, 1995. This year they were held at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. Bruce Springsteen's Streets of Philadelphia won three awards for Song of the Year, Best Male Vocal Performance and Best Rock Song. Now well into the noughties, 2009 saw Kelly Clarkson go to number one on the UK singles chart with My Life Would Suck Without You. She was the only contestant from the American Idol television show to have topped the UK charts. At the same time, The Prodigy went to number one on the UK album charts with their fifth studio album, Invaders Must Die. So there you have it, a brief account of today in music history.